Poverty. Countries of the world are classified in terms of wealth using several approaches and methods, such as gross national income (GNI). However, income and especially the use of poverty line income (PLI) as the cutoff point to identify poor people and households is an inadequate measure of economic well-being. Therefore, the multidimensional poverty index (MPI), a broader concept taking into account other variables such as living standards, health, and education, is preferred because it takes into account other relevant variables besides mere income. Poverty is not a simple lack of income, it is the lack of capabilities and functioning of individuals at some minimal level as they see fit. Generally, in countries including those in the Asia-Pacific and South Asian regions, the proportion of the population that is MPI poor is lower than the proportion of population that is income poor. In other words, despite having low income, households have access to health, education, and basic living amenities. To illustrate, in Vietnam, although 38.5% of the population is income poor living on less than $2 per day, only about half of them, 17.7%, is MPI poor, suggesting that people in Vietnam do have the basic health, education, and living standards despite having low income. In some countries, the difference is smaller, as in Cambodia 56.5% versus 52%, Lao PDR 66% versus 47.2%, and India 75.6% versus 53.7%, suggesting that besides having low income, a large number of the people also have access to health, education, and amenities for a decent living standard. Page 6. In the Asia-Pacific, there are 1.8 billion people below the poverty line living on less than $2 per day, and 903 million survive on less than $1.25 per day. The region is home to two-thirds of the world's poor, RAG Hiram, 2012. Poverty is highest in South Asia, with more than 40% of people in Bangladesh, India, and Nepal living in poverty. The lowest poverty rate is reported by Maldives, Malaysia, and Sri Lanka, Ravindran, 2012. This profile does not tell the full story. It has to be critically studied to elicit the conditions that may explain these differentials, many of which are policies of governments themselves, policies that are not designed to alleviate poverty, or factors that have made poverty alleviation a failure. It has to be recognized that while economic growth is important for human well-being since it provides opportunities for resources for investment to improve lives, growth alone is not enough. Social policies are needed to ensure reasonable fairness in the way its benefits are distributed. The achievement made by two low- and middle-income countries, Malaysia and Sri Lanka, in reducing maternal mortality has a lot to do with social policies that are more embracing, including ensuring education and literacy, and use of limited resources through prudent prioritization supported by strong political commitment to the issue.